We're joined on the programme now as well by Anthony Molloy and Eamon McGee, both with fantastic credentials. Shall I start with you, Anthony? This is a great bit of news delivered for Donegal GAA. And it's not just the senior team. Is it this kind of figurehead? It filters down right across all age groups and all genders.
Good morning, Greg. And first of all, I think we're blessed to have secured the services of Jim. And I think yesterday evening was a fantastic evening for Cumann Laoghlaith Gael Donegal when Jim was ratified. And people, in fact, Greg, my phone is hot this morning, and people are texting like, you know, this is like Christmas morning here in Donegal. And that's how well thought of Jim is. And I can honestly say, Greg, that we have selected Jim. I think Jim's the ideal man to take Donegal forward. There's no doubt about that. He's a very, very proud Donegal man. He's passionate about his football, and he knows what it takes. He knows his football as well, and he knows what it takes to succeed as well. And I think we just need to have patience now. And I think we need to let Jim get on now with the job in hand. And when I addressed the county board last night, I just asked that we as a county board and we as delegates and we as supporters gives Jim full cooperation and full support going forward, Greg.
Did you have to twist his arm?
No. Well, Jim would have expressed an interest some time back as well. And I have known Jim a long, long time. I stay in touch with Jim, and he was part, very much part of the squad in 92. And then look at Jim, he created his own history in 2012. Unlucky in 2014, delivered 3 Ulster titles in the National League. So I would have been in touch with Jim, and I know Jim and his family a long, long time. And there were very, very little twisting to do with Jim. He has everything it takes, and he has Donegal at heart, as I said.
I'll come back to you in a second. Eamon McGee, former inter-county footballer, columnist and current footballer too, club player. Eamon, crying about the criticism you get from the younger players for the choice of music, and I'm sure it's well earned. I've no doubt about that.
It definitely is, Greg. It definitely
no
is.
Doubt. But come here. What's your reaction to this news?
I'm delighted. I'm just like what Anthony says there. It's just a really good, positive news story about Donegal GAA, and it's funny, you know. 3 months ago, nobody wanted to chat about Donegal GAA, but now when you go in and people are saying, is Jim back, and what's the story of Jim? And it just raises that expectation, and that's all it takes, because we are a GAA mad county, and all we need is just something to get behind. So I'm delighted, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the players respond, because there's no doubt about it, it's going to be a tough few months for them in terms of the build-up for 2024. So it'll be really interesting to see how they get on with that.
Yeah, and indeed. And I mean, in fairness to the last management team too, towards the end of their tenure, we did have that upward tick. So it does kind of feel we're in an upward momentum for Jim to take over from. What does it mean to a team and a squad, actually? Someone like Jim, and with his experience, with his credentials, and the experience he's built up since his last 10 years as Donegal manager, not to mention, like, what difference does that make? It must be huge in the dressing room, in training, and eventually then when you've got him standing on the pitch as you're heading out to play.
It makes a massive difference, Greg. You know, you have to remember when Jim initially came in and he started talking about winning Ulsters and All-Irelands, there was probably a sounding out period with the players, and, you know, there just wasn't that much belief in the squad. But he's coming into a group now where Jim's done it. He's went on and he's done it in a professional sport. So he doesn't need to sell that. He doesn't need to go through that phase, so they can hit the ground running. And on that kind of side of things, they have an advantage. And it's just about getting the players to really, really buy into that lifestyle, you know, because there's going to be so much thrown at them in the next few months and few weeks. Will they have the answers? And as long as they keep having the answers, keep going back at it, Donegal will be in a good place next year.
Yeah, and Anthony Molloy, it's amazing how quick life changes, because we're in a really different space now since the last time he was manager, in terms of, I don't know, you know, the level of scrutiny, expectation, online criticism. Some people can ignore it, others can't. And of course, he's been there and done it, and the expectation is that he does that again. So, hey, he's coming in with his eyes wide open, but there is some sort of inherent built-in pressure there with everything that's changed since he was last manager.
Yeah, look, look, we all know it's a massive job, Greg, and a massive responsibility. And like last night, I would just like to thank Jim's wife, Yvonne, and indeed his family as well, because, you know, it's a huge commitment for them also. And a young family, bringing up a young family amidst all this. Jim is one of the biggest profiles. He's got one of the biggest profiles in Ireland. He carries a certain aura, and when Jim speaks,
I think someone's electricity's just run out. Okay, thanks.
That's electricity gone in Ardoran now. Whenever he'll get to Texas,
have to put 50p in the meter. Okay, well, listen, thanks very much, Anthony Molloy. But Eamon, I'm going to ask it. I don't know if anyone else had. Probably a stupid question. Will Jim look at some recent retirees and say, look, if you got another year in you, one big push for the county?
He'll look around, and obviously the big one, will he look at Michael Murphy? You'd imagine he probably has had conversations, and
can you see him coming back? It'd be hard to say no.
No, I don't, and you know, that's just my own opinion on it. I think Michael's given his time, he's done his service, so we need to start
looking to the future,
going in other directions and looking for other leaders now. And the lads will step up. It's just Michael's trail the path there for them, and what to do and how to lead. So the lads will step up. But I think we just need to put it to bed fairly early. Michael's just probably not going to come back playing now. But it's up to him. It's a conversation that him and Jim will have to have.
Yeah, Jim changed the game. The game's moved on since. What type of football do you expect Donegal to play under Jim McGuinness 2023?
I think, you know, majority teams are playing fairly similar, so the Jim will not deviate too far away from it. And at the end of the day, most of the teams, they're Kerry and Dublin, are probably a wee bit out ahead of everybody, and then there's a block falling in behind. And most of them are sitting around ability-wise the same level. And you have to get that mentality, the mentality that goes with it. And I felt that's been one of the criticisms over Donegal this last few years, is the mentality. And there's nobody better in the country than Jim McGuinness to you know, find that mentality and really harden it and make it that winning edge.
Yeah, because there's been some frustrating periods of games as well where you think that we could do this or do that. Or, all right, are you excited?
I am excited, and just talking about the training, you know, you have to give a shout out to, you know, there's Luke Barrett's there.
Aye, yeah.
And we should be excited, because I think Luke's going to be one of the up and coming coaches in terms, and he's coming in, he's going to learn from Jim and add his own things. So it'll be exciting to see how those two blend and work together. So that'll add in terms of the playing style, and, you know, I'm excited like the rest of the Donegal public, and I can't wait to take the kids to the first Donegal game.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, listen, thanks so much for that, as always.
Thank you, Greg.
I really appreciate it.